Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Friday, March the 12th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor Paul and Charlene, who's a preacher and a nurse, on. And Charlene, I had a long conversation this morning about the deaths, what they're reporting. So I'm going to hand the mic over to her first, because there's a video posted on State of the Nation with a doctor on it, and hopefully it'll remain, and I'll be able to get it on my website. But I'm having problems loading my show from yesterday. They're blocking me from logging in my own website, folks. The phone. They're tired of my noise. And I'm going to give a warning to those that are stalking me. I told you before, and I confronted one of you the other day, and he screams at me, "You don't know who I am." I said, "I do know who you are, stupid F. I see you again, I will hurt you." I haven't seen him again, but the one last night nearly got drug out of his vehicle. Self-defense in Missouri is legal. If I'm in fear of my life that you're trying to kill me, I can remove you from the planet. I give you your frigid warning. With that said, Charlene, I'm going to ask you what your find is on the number of deaths. Is it true that they're reporting 5.5% of the people have died from the vaccination?
Yes, it's up on State of the Nation and it's up on the CDC website. It's Baxers, B-A-E-R-F data. Found 19,907 cases where vaccine is COVID-19. Event outcome, death, 1,095. Percent, 5.5%. 5.5% is pretty high.
Now, this is the number of people dead. And there's a doctor that did a video that's up on State of the Nation. And folks, I'll try to get the video up for sure that she's done. It'd be later today sometime. But go ahead, Charlene. What else are you finding out about the vaccination?
10% of the deaths were cardiac related, the Defender reported last month. The spike protein that the body is instructed to take to make the mRNA vaccine, it's giving people heart attacks. I told you, it was giving people heart attacks.
Okay. So we got 5.5%.
Have a potential to cause microvascular injury, inflammation, and small blood clots called microtrombolo to the heart, brain, liver, and kidneys in ways that were not assessed in a safety trial. So it's gonna kill you. These things that, if you go watch this video, and it's called Big Tech concludes with Big Pharma to introduce transhumanism technologies in COVID vaccines. And there's a doctor, her name is, Carla Moderna, whatever. And is warning for humanity. And she's telling you that this, what they're giving us, it changes your DNA. And we're not supposed to have our DNA changed. And it changes one of our DNAs to a transhumanism DNA, which causes all these birth defects and transhumanism. And she's also talking about the needles that they want to give it to you. It's a Band-Aid with little snake teeth marks on it. And you stick it on your hand. And when you stick it on your hand, the little spikes go into your arm. And they leave a mark that you can't see, but a cell phone can see. It has downloaded the application. And it sounds like it's the mark of the beast.
Now, this is a snake. This is a snake-looking bite that it does, correct?
Yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah, they call it Lucifer Race. That's what it's called, Lucifer Race.
This is the vaccination, Lucifer Waste.
Yeah, And they put this little Band-Aid and nail it to you. You self-vaccine yourself. So this is very dangerous because a lot of people will do it. It's better than going and standing in line and letting them stick that big needle in your arm when you can just stick a Band-Aid on your hand. And they say it doesn't hurt, but it's got thousands or hundreds of these little spikes on it, which they call serpent teeth, with serpent venom. And when it caused some kind of light under a certain, when you download a certain app on your cell phone, and she's calling it the Mark of the Beast.
No.
It's just like a Nazi Hitler. Well, you got this code, and this is under your skin. So then I said this too. Well, that sounds like the thing that they've been sticking up our nose, isn't it?
So anybody that's been tested by the COVID virus basically has got something in their brain now, correct?
Yeah.
Charlene.
There's these needles that are coming, that are into your, let's say, when they stuck that Q-tip up your nose, it went all the way back into your brain barrier, and let's say all them little spikes, the little spiders, that's what they're calling spiders, they grab onto your mucus membranes, and you cannot get rid of them. And then they fight. If you watch a video, it was up on State of the Nation also, it showed you that they took one of the Q-tips apart, and they're showing you that these are little silver things on this Q-tip. And they are actually, when you wave a thing in front of it, of a Q-tip, they're like fighting with each other. These things are alive. And you're letting them insert this into your nose, up into your brain. And now they're talking about doing it on your hand in a Band-Aid.
I haven't done it yet, and I'm not going to do it.
You can hear by the headlines that how they want everybody that has a job, all the companies, to make it mandatory that if you want to work there, you're going to have to take the vaccine. Sorry, that sounds like the Mark of the Beast to me. Since when does your company employer have the right to tell you have to take a vaccine that isn't tested on animals, and you are the test? You're the guinea pig. Even the doctors tell me this has not been tested on anybody except for, 65 human subjects. And 100% of them had side effects.
100%.
And you're willing to take this vaccine? It destroys your... I told you about Enoch. And this is what they were doing in the day of Enoch. They were messing with gene technology and transforming humans and doing the same thing that they're doing now. So you want to go be a transhumanist, go be one. But I'm not taking it.
In other words, you take the shot, you're straight, and all of a sudden you become a queer, and you're straight, and all of a sudden you become a lesbian. Is that about the way it works?
No. It changes your DNA so that you are mutated into a new being, a new animal species. And I was telling you earlier, in the Bible, I know a lot of people don't want to hear this Bible stuff. I'm sorry. But in the Bible, it tells you that the beast gives life to the image, and the whole world worships the image. What are we in, this technology? Is this the image that they're inserting in us? He's given life into it, and we're the life giving this image life? Because it doesn't have life until it's living in us.
You got a very good point. Paul, you want to jump in there?
Yes, I would like to interject some serious, real microbiology. There are many physicians, and I think it's the Barrington or something document where hundreds of thousands of scientists, they signed a document saying the whole COVID thing is a scam and a fraud and much, much worse. So just let me suggest this about vaccines. Throughout history, vaccines have been found to cause a host of chronic, late developing adverse events in people who take them. Some adverse events may be type 1 diabetes, which sometimes takes 3 or 4 years after a vaccine is administered. But it's not just diabetes, it is all sorts of autoimmune disease. And all of this is happening concurrently with vaccine technology, but there is a new potential mechanism for a very adverse event that Charlene is on to. So let's just talk about polio for a minute. Polio was eradicated, then they came up with a vaccine. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But what I want to introduce is RNA-based vaccines. Moderna, for instance, and I think they're all probably RNA, we just don't even know it, but Moderna, when you just break the word down, it means modify, M-O-D, RNA, Moderna. So RNA or Moderna is a RNA-based vaccine, and I want to be real clear, the double helix is DNA. When you take the double helix apart and separate the strands, you get RNA. RNA is the program for the DNA. The special risks for inducing special adverse effects are that it's almost identical to what is called prion-based diseases. And what you do is you activate these intrinsic proteins to form prions. Now I have to just stop for a second. Prion disease is also known as foot-to-mouth, mad cow, Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease. And essentially, a prion is unlike a protozoan or a bacteria or a virus or fungi. In fact, a prion is something the body has no immunity against. The body is infected with the prion. It's getting by the door. It's all over now. Na 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 na. Hey hey. There is a wealth of knowledge, and it's been published, and you can find it if you do your due diligence. Stu, I'm going to send you a study from the Journal of Microbiology, and anyone takes the time to read it, I think it's gold standard. So what happens is the RNA binding proteins, what happens is once they are introduced, they create everything from neurological diseases like Alzheimer's to any autoimmune disease that you can name may be connected to prion disease. And not only that, but we're all basically lit up like we're breathing chemical dust. We've got nanofibers. We are absolutely vulnerable to the 4G, 5G grid. And what I think they're doing is they're waiting for the right moment to further activate the grids. And so you've got prions in there. You've got an operating system in there. We are so far gone. I am of the belief we are somewhere in the tribulation, and it won't be long until the Ides of March happen. That's not the point of this show. We can do the Ides of March some other time. But thank you, Charlene, for the work you're doing, and Stu, thanks for letting me speak my mind here.
Why did it's like geo-modified foods? That's what this vaccine is doing. It modifies your DNA.
It's like modified food.
Just like your modified food. And the modified food, the geo-modified food, is what? It's sick food. It makes you sick. So that's what these people are going to be, sick. And the people that are dying when they get the vaccines, they already have an autoimmune disease. Most of these people that are dying have diabetes or arthritis or heart problems, and those are the ones that are dying. So they're purposely, the people that have done these tests and these studies are purposely killing these people. They know that they inject these people with this virus, this shot. I'm not going to call it a vaccine. It's going to kill them.
Okay.
And right now they're talking about, a lot of doctors and scientists are talking about the Nuremberg trials for this pandemic over this COVID crap.
Okay, explain that because you talked about it yesterday with me.
They're talking about doing Nuremberg trials. All these scientists and everybody's talking about it.
This is worldwide, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You remember the details where the article was?
State of the Nation. The article's called Lawyers Promise Nuremberg Trials Against All Behind COVID Scam.
Okay. Now, we have to look at this, folks, realistically.
Now,
this
second Nuremberg tribunal that is in preparation for the class action lawsuit is being set up under the aegis of thousands of lawyers worldwide behind the American-German lawyer Werner Fulmeck, who is prosecuting these responsible for the COVID-19 scandal.
I hope my friend in Germany, I know he listens to the show, you're a lawyer, American and German both, join in with him. Now.
Did you hear about that, Paul?
I did not. I want to just clarify something. Genetically modified is slightly different than geo. Geo, when we speak of geo, we're speaking of the earth and often geoengineering, which is we call weather warfare, our chemtrailing, our solar radiation management. So I just want to be detail-oriented as much as I can be, because goodness knows sometimes I'm not quite clear in my own mind, but I think what you're saying is genetically modified food, not geoengineered food, right?
Yeah, that's what they want to do to us. They want to genetically modify us with this vaccine. That's what this doctor's saying. And this video up on State of the Nation, big tech concludes with big pharma to introduce transhumanism technologies and COVID vaccines.
I want to read something from the Washington Times that they are so far along in their agenda, and this is what the headline says from the Washington Times. Remember, this is not the Washington Post. This is not their newspaper. This is the alternative paper. And see, on State of the Nation, I'm not sure, because they give you 95% truth, and I'm really impressed with State of the Nation. I think Washington Times produces a great...
I know several people at the Washington Times have done stories for me and others over the years. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, thank you, because I think this is true. If government can't get it done the constitutional route, government can exert pressures on the private market to get the same done by a different route. No mask, no entry has become a normal shop store sign these days. Soon, no vaccine, no entry. Soon, no papers, no buying or selling. With the coming oligarchy, the coming top-down global Build Back Better and Great Reset campaigns, citizens won't be able to travel, to work, to go to school, to shop, to sell without first meeting the stairs set by corporate heads and their World Economic Forum partners. So that's a pretty main, for instance, the Washington Times recently asked me to do a survey, and they wanted to know at what price would I buy their subscription, and I won't. I've got so many different sources of information. The last thing I need is to pay for another subscription to a site that I may or may not use regularly, but I think they really put it out there pretty accurately. We're so far along, and I think within the next 15 to 30 days, we're gonna see some things that we've been predicting, and great work, Charlene, on the vaccines. I don't know where we are on time. I know we want to keep it under 30 minutes, so I'm gonna send to do a couple of
about 20
studies, and if he post them on the site, great. If he doesn't, then that's okay too. But I just, there are a lot of academic papers and true research, true science that's being produced that supports everything that Charlene is saying. And it's sometimes difficult to find if you don't know where to look. So I'm going to send these two links to you, Stu, and maybe you can post them with the show today.
I will get them posted hopefully today. I have problems. Let everybody know, they're on me so heavy that I couldn't even log in my own website yesterday, and I have my server in there saying it's working.
They're playing with the telephone. By the way, keep playing my telephone. I'm collecting the evidence. Good old ABG. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, we got 10 minutes. Of course, too, is something that you experience daily and sometimes by the hour. And I wish there was rule of law. I wish there was functioning civic institutions. I wish there was civil society. But the plan is to take down America, and they're doing everything they can to make it happen because a failed state is a lot easier to manage. And the problem with those that are gang stalking you is they're all in silos, and it's kind of like the National Guard that are they're serving their paymasters. And
I'll tell you who it is. It's, you know, Paul, it's Division Number 5 of the FBI working out of the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Gene Baker, who's a stooge for them. Their servers, Google Fiber, Kansas City, that planted the bomb material in a band going to blow up President Trump's airplane 3 years ago. Division Number 5, FBI, Kansas City. That's who's screwing with me. That's who's doing cyber attacks against me. That's who's stalking me. That's who's playing with my telephone. Now, you're tied to Orion Investigations, 95th and Nall, Overland Park, Kansas. I know that. And you stooges in your Mercedes lately, and your out-of-town Virginia tags and Texas tags, I don't get off on it. Someone's going to get hurt. I have the legal right to defend myself if someone is trying to kill me. You almost had a head-on with your rented U-Haul truck and your game yesterday. I didn't appreciate that. So here's the game. Continue. You'll see me at my attorney's office today. You probably won't hear about it till later from this broadcast. You'll see me there today. I'm going to stuff a pipe in you, and it's going to be a hard one. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I think we've got a lot of threats going on, and I can't give any advice for people that are being gang stalked. It's aggravating.
Hey, Paul, 40 years almost, 39 years I've been at this. Every year there's been an attempt. Lately there's been quite a few. I'm an ex-Marine. I'm going to friggin' hurt you. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I pray for a hedge of protection by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus for you and for everyone that's gang stalked and for all of our listeners. A hedge of protection and the wisdom and the courage that God gives you by the Holy Spirit that dwells within. And all you got to do is say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life and accept Jesus. And he'll work miracles. And so God bless everyone listening, and I will catch you guys on the flip side.
Charlene? You got Charlene? Paul?
I'm still here.
Charlene, are you still there? They must cut her off. My phone's been having this a lot.
Dropping different people from the conversations that I'm having. You want to conclude, Paul?
Yeah, well, I think that Stu has some issues right now with loading, and if you're listening to this show, he's been able to resolve these. Stu, maybe I haven't said it often enough, I'm going to say it on the air here. Thank you for everything that you do. What we're trying to do is present reality to people. And Stu, it's not your plan, it's not my plan, it's not our plan. We're living in surreal times. We live in an asylum. And all of this was predicted. The thing about prophecy is it's first of all true, and then prophecy can also be the accurate prediction of events to come. And I would say that every listener, if you're getting something out of this, please pass it along. We are occupying and resisting here. I know that, you know, my fate is probably sealed, and I'm accepting it But my concern right now is the fate of others. And what I'm told is not only am I supposed to occupy and resist, but to preach the gospel. And what I can tell you is personally, I work out my salvation with fear and trembling, sometimes by the hour, sometimes by the day, but sometimes by the minute. So what I would encourage everyone to do is start with the Gospel of John, read that, perhaps read it twice. May take you a day, may take you a week, but it's not the speed, it's the content. And then go to Isaiah. And once you have those two books, then I think you can go anywhere in the Bible and you'll know what you're doing. So God bless the listener. God bless you, Stu. And we'll talk to you again very soon.
Paul, why don't you close it with prayer, would you please?
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity to witness, to present what we believe to be is true. We do ask for a hedge of protection over Stu, all the listeners. We know there are financial, family, health issues, spiritual issues, sin issues in everyone's life. We know that all of those issues can be resolved by you through Jesus, through his death on the cross and his ascension. And now is the time. We don't have much more time, and so now is the time to get right with God. And what we know is your words are faithful and true, and you are the King of Kings. You are holy and you are righteous, and you want us to join you. And we don't want to experience your wrath, your judgment, or the abyss or hell or Hades or anything that we know is true by your word. So God, give us the wisdom and courage and protection we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Charlene. Sorry she's not here. Folks, this is part of the game. We'll talk soon, Paul. Have a good one.
Bye. Take care.